Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week, it's all about how you count.
Hi, I'm Luke from New Zealand. Say you had 3 eggs on the table. By simply looking at them, you can tell that there are 3 eggs. You don't have to count. My question is, how many eggs or any other objects do there have to be until you have to start counting them?
So when does it go from being 1, 2, 3 to some and some more?
Okay, my name is Dr. Roy Allen. I'm at the School of Psychology at the University of Aberdeen. Well, he's talking about subitizing, and subitizing is our apparent ability to instantly apprehend the quantity of a small group of objects without the need to consciously count each one individually. Unfortunately, this is a research topic which has quite a heated debate about it. A lot of people argue that subitizing as such doesn't exist at all, and that really it's just some form of fast counting, which is conscious. So it's very difficult to do research into subitizing simply because you have to eliminate conscious counting. And the only way to do that is to present stimuli very, very quickly, very short periods of time, something like 50 milliseconds, and then ask people to give their impression of the quantity of objects that they actually see. So this particular person's question, it's quite difficult to answer because as long as the objects are present for a long period of time, there's always the possibility that they might also be counting as well as subitizing. So the answer to the question as such is probably about 3 or 4 in the true sense of subitizing. And we probably do this by some form of pattern recognition that there is some correlation between quantity and particular shapes. So, for example, a triangle, 3 objects is always a triangle or almost invariably a triangle, and that's always associated with 3. 2 objects always form the ends of a straight line.
As yet, there's no definitive answer to the science of subitizing, but it looks like, at least in terms of evolution, there was no real need to be able to instantly count how many woolly mammoths were about to rampage your camp. But then there's the problem of how to extract the ability to count incrementally from subitizing, and some of you argued about this on our forum, with Dent's student commenting that his son knew there were 5 fingers on his hand before he could add them up. Dr. Beaver posited that we can only store so many quanta in our short-term memory at once, and that this number is around 7. Well, from counting to polishing now, and the problem with shoes.
Hello, my name is David Walwin and I'm phoning you from South Africa. Many years ago I was obliged to polish to a mirror finish the leather shoes and belt of a certain sergeant, and the only way of achieving the desired result was to use copious quantities of spit. My question is, why does spit enhance the shine of shoe polish? And perhaps a related question. Modern shoes don't seem to require polishing. What surface finish is applied in the manufacturing which gives these shoes an everlasting shine?
Is it still worth a bit of spit and polish? Let us know how you shine your shoes by email, chris@thenakedscientist.com, or join our forum of science discussion. That's thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.